This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A top official at the European Medicines Agency says there's a casual link between the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and rare cases of blood clots, but he says the benefits of getting the vaccine still outweigh the risks. That news came from the head of health threats and vaccine strategy there. The EU agency said a press conference may be held later in the week. AstraZeneca and Oxford University, which developed the vaccine, announced Tuesday they were pausing the trial of their shots in children while British regulators investigate the potential blood clot in adults. The AstraZeneca vaccine is critical to Europe's immunization campaign and a linchpin in the global strategy to get vaccine to poor countries. A World Health Organization spokesperson says the organization does not back requiring vaccination passports for entry or exit into countries due to uncertainty over whether inoculation prevents transmission of the virus, as well as equity concerns. Margaret Harris also stated at a news briefing the WHO now expects to review China's Sinopharm and Sinovac COVID-19 vaccines for possible emergency use listing around the end of April, as more data is required. Britain began rolling out its third coronavirus vaccine Wednesday from U.S. company Moderna as questions mounted over shots from the country's main supplier, AstraZeneca. The Moderna vaccine, which is already being delivered in Europe and the United States, joined ones from AstraZeneca, Oxford University, and Pfizer-BioNTech in Britain's armory against COVID-19. The first shot of the two-stage Moderna inoculation was given at a hospital in Wales to a 24-year-old. This is VOA News. In India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's home state Gujarat became the latest to tighten coronavirus curbs Wednesday as the country's infections surged to a record of almost 116,000 new cases in 24 hours. Experts blame the country's fresh wave on people ignoring guidelines and attending huge religious and political events, as well as weddings and cricket matches in recent months. India has now recorded the third highest number of cases behind the United States, although those nations have much smaller populations. The death toll from mudslides in eastern Indonesia has risen to 126, with scores still missing as rain continues to pound the region and hamper the search. Hundreds of police, soldiers, and residents dug through the debris and with their bare hands, shovels, and hose, searching for those buried. A group representing Myanmar's ousted civilian government said Wednesday it had gathered 180,000 pieces of evidence showing rights abuses by the junta, including torture and extrajudicial killings. The country has been in turmoil since the army deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, with nearly 600 people killed in a crackdown on anti-coup protests. A lawyer for the committee for a group of MPs from Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, NLD party, met UN investigators Wednesday to discuss alleged atrocities by the junta. They include more than 540 extrajudicial executions, 10 deaths of prisoners in custody, torture, illegal detentions, and disproportionate use of force against peaceful protests, the statement said. The United States Tuesday described indirect talks with Iran in Vienna as a constructive and potentially useful step toward both sides resuming compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal that Washington abandoned 3 years ago. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, prompting Iran to steadily overstep the accord's limits on its nuclear program, designed to make it harder to develop an atomic bomb, an ambition Tehran denies. Jurors at the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have been told that he received extensive training in how to defuse tense situations and how to properly restrain suspects. A use of force trainer testified Tuesday. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.